But again, I want to thank everyone that's here with us personally and those online. If you're online, will you drop me a note? This morning I read many. Would you do that again and just say, Pastor, I'm with you. If you have a need, let me know. If you have a testimony, stick it on there. Somebody else will read it too, and that's always good, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Stop that man walking with my bass there. He's walking away. That one never was mine, was it? He'll be quick to tell you it wasn't. I've had some nice ones. I was watching television last night late, and Ruth was sitting by me, and I kind of like this Vincent and Daly. They're kind of a bluegrass, Rhonda Vincent's brother and one of the Lawson boys that started out Daly with them. And then the Oak Ridge boys came on, and my goodness, it was a recent one, and they're getting old. I didn't realize how old they were getting. And they sang a beautiful song, but they were sitting there and old and decrepit, and I said, Ruth, I wished I hadn't said it after I said it, but I said, you know, when I was 16 years old, I played the bass guitar for those guys. And then I looked at them, I thought, that was a long time ago, man. Those guys are getting old. I wonder why I'm not. It's crazy. I'm telling you. A lot of experiences in life, amen? Oh, praise the Lord. I might play the bass again some night. I kind of like it. I can play the guitar, too. I can play a little rhythm. My goodness. Vanna's been around me. Her brother was one of the greatest bass players, Gardley Greer. My goodness, he could tear it up, and he had a, I don't know what year that Fender P bass was, but it was in the 60s, and it was, oh, yeah, my goodness. Let's not start talking about guitars and things. You know what else I used to play? Somebody asked me, because I'll stand here till you do. I used to play a mandolin. I was a mandolin player. So I bought a new one, and it's coming. Really pretty one. And I'm going to get some more brushing up on that. And I've got a friend that plays for the Presleys. You ever watch Tim Gregg? He's a really good friend of mine, and he is a spirit-filled man of God. He attends Pastor Bruce's church. Occasionally on Thursdays, I go over there on songwriting day, and Tim and Bruce and I will sit there. In fact, we've got some songs that I'm part of now that are coming out of that. Wait till you hear this one called Look at Me Now. Boy, I'll start crying if I tell you about that one. This morning, Pastor Bruce told me, I was praying for him on the way in. He said, I've got our theme song almost written. And I said, yeah. And so Ruth was in the car, and he sang me the chorus. Guess what the name of the theme song is? And it's going to be a good song. He's going to write the verses to it this next couple of weeks. Here's the chorus is, I choose joy. What's our theme for this year? I choose joy. My goodness. This morning I used a number of chapters. You had to run to keep up with me. John 10, John 11, John 14, Acts chapter 5, several. Let me focus on one this evening, John chapter 14 in the NIV. And I want to point out something in this. Now, I told you in John 13 this morning, and you had to really, really keep running in your Bible to stay up with me. I had a friend when I was growing up in the ministry, one of the greatest men of God I've ever known. Pastor John Wheeler, if you're watching this evening, you'll know the name of a man, Glenroy Shedd. Pastor Glenroy Shedd was from New Hampshire. And in New Hampshire, they speak different than they do here. For many years, he was the education pastor at Central Assembly. Glenroy Shedd put together a Sunday school class of over 1,000 every Sunday that was fabulous. And I'm talking about, it was bigger than that, because one of the classes had 300, and the teacher of that class was a man by the name of C.M. Ward. And I can just keep going from there. But Glenroy was very deliberate. And I tell me I'm not making fun of him. I love him, but you think they're slow in the South, where my family's from. Glenroy on Wednesday evening would lead a worship song. The great Merlin Mitchell, who Natalie was the greatest of, when she was 5 years old, Merlin would lead this 200-voice choir and an orchestra, and when Natalie was five, she would show him what he looked like, and she would do that, and Merlin would chase her all over the church. But Glenroy would lead on Wednesday night. It's okay if I tell you a story? Glenroy would lead on Wednesday evening in prayer time at Central. And so I was sitting there on the front row, and I was talking about following Scripture. Glenroy would say, and I'll be Glenroy Shedd for a minute, good evening. God bless you. We're glad to have you this evening here at Central Assembly of God, and we want you to worship with us. So if you'll take your hymnal, what's that? Oh, I'll explain that later. If you'll take your hymnal and turn with me to page 4, I'd go to 4. 60, I'd go to 60. 3, and I'd go to 3. And he would say, 463, and I'd go to 463. So I'd go to 4 songs before I got the right one because he was so slow. Well, I hope I didn't do that this morning with Scripture, but we did jump around a little bit. I want to focus on one this evening. Now, let me just tell you one more time, and this is the last time I'm going to threaten you. If you don't laugh at my jokes better, I swear. Ruth, you just kind of sit there tonight. I expect more out of you. They're out now. This is one of your last warnings. You need to just hee-haw. I'm telling you, when Gary Paxton was live, Vicky's watching tonight, he held up a sign, and it'd say, applaud. I loved him. I still do. John chapter 14 says, don't let your heart be troubled. Now, I told you why this is this. And I'm going to explain some more theology to you tonight, too, on a light basis. John chapter 13 was a rough, rough chapter. Jesus comes in. He tells them he's going to leave. He's going to be sacrificed in a way as much as he can, as softly as he can. He's going away. But it's necessary for him to go away for them to be with him again. And he also tells them that he's going to be betrayed by one of their own, that this is going to happen. And he tells them these horrible things. And finally, Peter, who's the most impetuous religious guy of the whole bunch, he tells Peter, after Peter makes a big religious statement, and by the way, you're going to deny me 3 times before the rooster crows tonight in the morning. And these guys were bewildered, and so that's why chapter 14 starts out with this encouragement. Jesus is trying to pick them up off the floor. 39 months they'd been together. 39 months of watching the dynamic of God manifested in flesh, the incarnate God actually working and ministering so humanity could know God, only to be the supreme sacrifice. None of this made sense. The fact that he washed their feet in 13 didn't make sense. It wasn't even accepted by Peter at first till he understood that unless he washed his feet, he'd have no part of him. And they started to find out the importance and value of servanthood. Then Jesus says, well, I can't let you just crumble here, so let me just tell you this. The fact is, don't let your heart be troubled after what I've told you. It's going to happen. But trust in God and trust in me. He goes on to say, in my Father's house there are many rooms or mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you, but I'm going there to prepare a place for you. So immediately he says, don't be too worried. Trust in God. Trust in me. And I haven't forgotten you. I got a place for you. He goes on to say, if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come back and take you to be with me that you also may be where I am. So he encourages and further encourages in chapter, in verse 4, he says this. And this was a real knocker to him again. You know the way to the place where I'm going. It's not a question mark behind there. It's a period. He didn't say, do you know? He's saying, you know the way. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Now stop right there and listen. Thomas said, you said we know the way. We don't know the way. We don't know how you're going or how to get there. We don't know the way. And then Jesus in 6 says this. Jesus answered, I'm the way. Do you know this? Let me just tell you something. Listen to me online. Listen to me right now. Jesus is the totality of the access of an almighty God. He is God. He was God in the flesh. Whether we can understand it, and if anyone tells me they understand the Godhead, I will tell them that they don't. Because you're trying to encapsulate infinity. You're trying to encapsulate eternal thought. And you cannot comprehend God. It's impossible to comprehend God. So we have to accept that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are three but one. The closest I can do in that is my children are them, but they're part of me. He said, I'm the way. Go back to 6. He said, I'm the way. And not only am I the way, I'm the truth that gets you there, and I'm the life that sustains you there. This is incredible stuff that Jesus is giving them. In chapter 14, you understand that this is time for the Passover. It's time for his crucifixion. And this is kind of like a last will and testament. This is kind of like 1 and 2 Timothy, where Paul taught Timothy everything he could cram into him because he knew his time was short. He's going to be martyred for the cause of Christ. Jesus is giving this last minute message to these believers prior to his death, burial, and resurrection. And he said, listen to me. He says, you know the way. They go, no, we don't. We don't. And he goes, I'm the way. Not only am I the way, I'm the only source of truth that exists. Now listen to me. If you're listening, say amen. Amen. The only source of truth that exists is Jesus. Well, I believe there's other truths. If there's any other truth, they're based in Jesus and the theory and the truth of Jesus. He is the truth. That word, the truth, is the encapsulating of all truth. He is the way, the truth, and he is the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. How can that be? Verse 7. If you really knew me, you'd know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. What? Verse 8 says, Philip said, Lord, show us the Father and that'll be enough for us. Jesus says in 9, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been with you for such a long time, anyone who's seen me has seen the Father. Whoa. God incarnate, God in the flesh. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. He said, you've seen me. There's no segmented God. There is one God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. If we can comprehend it, fine. If we can't, we accept it in faith. That is the truth. Can you say amen? He said, anyone who's seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Verse 10, Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father's in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Verse 10 says this, and he's building them up. Believe me when I say that I'm in the Father and the Father's in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. Okay? Look at that. I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I've been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father. Now, stop there a minute. And Jesus is saying, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. The Father resides in me. All the glory of the Godhead is in me. You've seen me. You've walked with me 39 months. You may have known me from my childhood as a human, the flesh, but I've grown into this. He didn't grow up as a God, didn't grow up. He was always God from his birth. But you've watched this progress, and here I am now. I tell you that I'm the way, the only way. I'm the truth, the only truth, and I'm the life, the only life. And there's no other source of anything outside of me, which is absolute and true. Can you say amen? We try our best to find something outside of God that works, but there is nothing outside of Jesus. There's nothing outside of Jesus. That's why we owe him our total love. We owe him our total worship, our total praise. That's why we empty ourselves of us to praise and worship and trust and live for him. He said he will do greater things than these because I go to the Father. He become our advocate. He's saying now, he's with them, but he's telling him he's leaving them in 13. He's going to be betrayed. He's going to be so all these things, but now he's building them back up. And now he's saying, I'm going to the Father. What he didn't say, the whole story was, I'm going to sit at the right hand of the Father on the throne of God, and I'm going to be your advocate. Now, if you need a letter of reference, how'd you like to have it from Jesus? You got it. If you're his child, you have an absolute letter of reference. Here's what his letter says, written in the blood that he shed for us. He's mine, she's mine. She's bought and paid for. She loves me, he loves me. They serve me. They are in me and I in them. We are one through my death, burial, and resurrection. They are my property. Now, I'm telling you, there's not a devil in hell that has the courage. Satan himself. They might have the stupidity, but they don't have the courage to challenge the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. If there wasn't, why would there be such an onslaught of the world to destroy that name? Why would there be such a fury when we pray in that name? Why would there be such resistance in the world? We can pray to a God and they'll honor a false God. You understand that Buddha and Muslim faith and the Buddhist faith and Hindi faith, all of these are no different than the Baals or the Baals of the time of the Philistines or the Ashtaroths and all the false gods. There's not a dime's different except the time. They're just the false gods of the nations. And we've been convinced in our society that we have to be respectful of I'm respectful of all people, but I will not respect a false deity. No, not culturally, not intellectually, and certainly not spiritually. He goes on in 13 and he says this. And I will do, listen to this. Boy, it'd be nice if this statement was true, wouldn't it? How many believe it is? I mean, really believe it's true. Let me see your hand. Wave at me if you really believe it. He said, wave at me. Liberty, wave at me. Okay, good. I got to get after you guys. You're just watching. You're listening too good. I'll do whatever you ask in my name. The name of Jesus is absolute. It's the way, it's the truth, and it's the life. There is no outside excursions. There's no other way. There's no edges, fringes. There's no alternatives and no supplements for his name. You know, in America, we have a diet that's horrible, probably. If McDonald's are bad, shame on me. I love McDonald's, but I don't eat them very often. Probably not too healthy, because I like double cheeseburgers with pickles. A large order of fries and the biggest Coke they make. Probably not good. So we have plenty of food that way in America, but sometimes we are convinced that we need supplements to go along with our diet. So we spend billions of dollars on supplements. There's no supplement for Jesus. He's total. He's complete. And he says that, and I will do whatever. Now look at this term, whatever. I'm going to explain this to you in deep theological terms. That term, whatever, in Arabic and in Latin and in Greek and in Hebrew means this word, whatever. That's what it means, whatever. Once again, you missed a joke. Whatever. I will do whatever you ask in my name. See, all we do in the name of Jesus. Everything we do in the name of Jesus. When we pray at our table and we pray every time we eat, we ask you, God, to bless us. I let the kids pray. Depending on what we're having, I choose the kid to pray. If I'm really hungry, it's one of them says, thank you, Jesus, for food, amen. Good. And then I have some that preach a little bit, and that's when I'm not that hungry. But it always ends in my house in Jesus' name. All things are done to the glory of the name of Jesus. And I'll do whatever you ask in my name so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. Now we understand that the Father brings all glory to the Son, but it's a reciprocal love. Whereas God has advanced him and placed him in a name higher than any name, the scripture says, that there's no name above the name of Jesus. Jesus says, worship me so I can worship what you're worshiping. I can enhance it back to the Father. Man, love's a two-way street, isn't it? And I don't know a greater love than the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit for each other. Hold on. He said this. I'm going to go prepare a place for you that you can come. I'm going to make abode there, and then I'm going to sit the right hand of the Father to be your advocate. There's no name above mine. There's no way above me. There's no ability above me. There's no dependency above me. My name's everything. And you know, let me just throw you a little story about that. When he said back in the beginning, I am the way, the first century church was not called Christians. You know what it was called? The Way. Now you know where they got their name. They would say, are you in the way? And that means what? Are you a follower of Jesus? He said, I am the way. And so the way was the name of the first century church. It's where it came from. This morning I preached a message to you called Living the Life. Guess where that came from? The life of Riley. All you youngins are going, what? All of us not so young going, I remember that. A carefree life without a lot of responsibility. Just living life and loving life, living the life. Jesus made it possible for us to live the life. Amen. Now he's saying this. I've paid the price. I'm going to the Father. I'm going to clear the way that I am that way. Then I'm going to bring you the truth, the absolute truth. Then I'm going to give you life. And anything you ask me, anything, whatever, I will do whatever you ask in my name. So the Son may bring glory to the Father. So that means that when we put our totality of trust, we don't have any spiritual supplements. We don't have anything else that we need except Jesus. I'm really narrowing the gauge down. I'm telling you, the church is eat up with supplements today. Don't get me going there. In our supplemental search, I found a new vitamin. And now don't get me against vitamins. Shea runs Nature's Wonders, and I love her, and I love that store. But I'm talking about just in the world today, we're looking for something spiritually to supplement who we are. When we stop doing that and put our totality in the name of Jesus Christ, God hears and God answers. So whatever I will do, and now hold on, that's Jesus speaking. This is his words, red letters. I will do whatever you ask in my name. This is John 14. This is just right prior to the crucifixion and the resurrection. He's telling what's going to happen. You know where we are right now? We're in that it's going to happen stage. We're there. So what's that mean, Pastor? That means we're going to pray for the sick. Now, not just the sick physically. If your pocketbook's sick or your heart's sick, you're hurting. Can you imagine how Jesus felt when he gave that piece of bread in chapter 13 to Judas? You have to read the story, the history of Judas to know his background. But he called Judas just like he did Peter, Paul, and John, James, and Luke, and Paul out of a traditional birth, he said, but called. But he called them. He called Judas too, but Judas became a thief. Thought he could live a double life and Jesus not know it. Can you imagine the heartbreak when he said, probably John or one of them, Thomas or someone, Peter, whoever said, which one? And he says, the one I dip this bread in the wine and hand it to him is going to seal the deal. I think sometimes we think Jesus doesn't have feelings. He was God and man. But he invested 39 months of that we know of. And how long he knew Judas, I don't know. Maybe all of his life. He did as God, but as a man. And he hands him, here it is. If you take this, Satan's going to enter you. And you're going to betray me after all we've been through together. There's really nothing worse than giving someone the key to your heart. I've had my heart broke many, many times. And people say, don't do that anymore. Quit. And I'll never quit. I'll continue to give opportunity because not everybody breaks my heart. Many people made my heart wonderful. But I've had some break my heart. But not like God, not like Jesus. He comes out of there knowing he's going to face the cross. And that's bad, but what he knew was he was going to have to face an instantaneous separation from God to be cut off in order for him to be sin. Because the scripture says, he who knew no sin became sin. God had to turn his back and he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And bam, it was over. He paid the price. Jesus' heart was heavy. But he paid the price, became our advocate so we could go to him and he would do what he said he would do and then bring glory to the Father. So that tells me, this is the faith that tells me that if someone is sick, that I can take this oil that represents the Holy Spirit and we can anoint them. And it's certainly not anything I've done. I've told you how it was all paid for, set up and everything. Jesus said, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Ask anything in my name. It can be physically, mentally, emotionally, relationally, financially, or spiritually. Six areas of life. But if you're hurting or sick in those areas, tonight's your night. So why didn't you do this when the house was full? Why didn't Jesus do it when the house was full? Why did he do what he did when there was just a few? Why? Because those few wanted to be there and you want to be here. God's going to do something. If you're watching online, he wants to do something. Stand to your feet with me. Ed, find some canned music. Really good Johnny Minnick music or something. And we're going to take oil that symbolizes the Holy Spirit. Merle, you need healing. Come up here. I'd have you helping, but we're going to pray for you. So Merle's the first candidate. Who else needs healing of some physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, or spiritual? Come up. Pastors are going to join me. Come quickly, pastors, and help me. Come. Just line right up here if you want a touch. Gary, share that. Ruth, you want prayed for your foot, but then you start helping me. If you believe what that word said, just say, Jesus, I need you. Would you right now just acknowledge, Jesus, I need you. God, I need you right now. We'll help you there. Let's pray right now. We're going to start anointing. Pastors, I want you to start anointing and praying the prayer of faith right now. Bishop, you and Pastor Maniah, I think there's some oil in here. Yeah. Share that with them. Just get some oil on your fingers. It'll go a long ways. Merle, raise your hands in the name of Jesus. Father God, you're the healer of the body. God, in Jesus' name, I pray healing over this man of God right now, in Jesus' name. Top of his head, sole of his feet. God, in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus. Every need, every care, every concern, you know so deeply. But you've got the answer so surely in the name of Jesus, mighty God, right now. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus right now. Absolute healing. God, absolute healing in the name of Jesus. Not kind of, but unquestionably, Jesus, right now. Heal. Lord, heal right now. Heal like we've seen over the many, many years, the many thousands we've seen. Do it again right now. Jesus, you said ask, I'm asking. And I believe it, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Come and help me, man. God, in Jesus' name. My God, in Jesus' name. Every care, every need, every circumstance, mighty God. Oh, Lydia Bakai and the Malahasi. In the name of Jesus. Pour oil over your handmaiden right now in the name of Jesus. Uncork the horn. Pour it in the name of Jesus. God, you are the unprecedented God. You are totally, completely the healer. You're no respecter of person, but mighty God, you heal in the name of Jesus. God, do what the doctors say they can't do. Oh, God, what only you can in Jesus' name. I trust you. God, I trust you. In Jesus' name, God. Lord, we give you glory. We give you praise. God, we give you honor in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and praise you. You get that oil? Thank you, Jesus. God, we praise you. That's all right. Come here and help me pray for her foot. God, I want healing. Help me pray for Ruth's foot. God, I want healing in that foot. God, completely and totally. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, healing right now. Lord, restoration in the knee that hurts in her foot, Lord, right now. Let this be the night, God, that the supernatural. Total restore to the point of running, God. Strengthen her. In the name of Jesus, God, right now I praise you. God, I thank you for healing in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we trust and we praise you. Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Absoluteness, God, completely and total. Absoluteness, God, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we praise you and thank you for every need, every circumstance, every condition. Oh, God, touch her. God, touch my brother right now, God. Oh, these are deep roots, Lord. Deep roots, God, in the name of Jesus. Restore his body. God, restore your handmaiden. Oh, God, if faithfulness counts, this woman. This woman counts for much in the kingdom of God. Peace, peace, peace and healing. Peace and healing in Jesus' name. God, I thank you. God, I praise you. I love you, Lord. I thank you, God. Oh, I praise you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I praise you. Just pray. Pray right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. God, we praise you and thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, in the world. Yeah. Hallelujah. God, we praise you. Oh, God.
God. We bind you and we command you to leave this body right now in the name of Jesus.
Put your hand on her. Heal her, God. Touch her, mighty God. Buri kala katian dabalabaha. In the name of Jesus. God, we praise you and thank you right now. Lord, we love you and lift you up right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we praise you. Thank you, Lord. God, we thank you and praise you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Right here. That's his right here. Yeah. Come here and join me with you. Some of you aren't praying. This is for Bud. We've prayed once.
Yes.
But we're going to pray an absolute healing. If you want your healing, pray for his. Bud and Joy, this is for you right now. Bud and Joy, we're praying for you right now. The mighty name of Jesus. In that house right now, my God, touch. Ekarabasalabakatai. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, above every name, override the enemy. In Jesus' name.
We take back our health.
Oh God, in Jesus' name. Oh God, in Jesus' name. My God, you're touching him right now and healing him. There's a miracle, God, taking place in that. Oh God, in Jesus' name. We trust and praise you, God. We thank you, Lord. God, we praise you. We thank you, God.
What are you doing, Papa?
This is for Nona Brewer. Mom Brewer, Max and Susan, if you're watching, Ruth, hold that for them. Emily, lay your hands. Natalie, come around. Ladies, Vanna, come on and pray. Put your hands on it, Junior. This is for Mom Brewer in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, strength and healing in this woman of God. My God, in Jesus' name, I praise you. You are our God. Beside you there is none other. We ask in Jesus' name, and we give the glory to the Father through the name of Jesus. Heal her. Touch her right now. Restore her. And I'll praise you for it. I'll thank you for it, God. Hallelujah. God, I praise you. Hallelujah. Just put your arms around everybody. Let's pray as a family for our church right now. God, we pray for the sanctuary of hope right now. Oh, let abasha la katia and abalaham. My God, we pray healing in this house, spiritual healing. God, an intense healing. God, a desire, a love, a revival of your power and your authority and your fire in this house. God, that when people walk through the door, they'll feel the flood and the move and the glory of God in the name of Jesus to the glory of the Father. Bring down your glory. Bring down your presence. Bring down your glory in this house. Let it rest here. Let the residue always be here. In our worship, oh God, bring it powerfully. In our praise, bring it, my God. Yidabasata karabahai. In our services, in our preaching, in our youth, in our children, in the restoration connection, in our church in general, in Jesus' name, bring down your glory. Fill this house. Reside in this house. Stay in this house. We'll honor you. We'll praise you. We'll glorify you. Oh God, we praise you. Oh God, we praise you. Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we thank you. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Lord, I love you. Can you tell him I love you? Jesus, we love you. God, we wouldn't trade this experience and time with you for all the gold of the world. Peter said, it's silver and gold I don't have, I don't care about. But what I do have, I'll give you. In the name of Jesus, arise. So I say it again this night on the 2023. In the name of Jesus, arise. In the name of Jesus, arise. Let this house be a house of healing. We praise you. We praise you, Jesus. Ruach, dwell in this house. Ruach, lead us in this house. We praise you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, Ed, turn off the music. We're going to make some. Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same. Listen to that voice, one voice. As his holy name. That's the reason. That's the reason why I love him so. I love him so. For Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Now we're going to personalize it. Jesus, you're the sweetest name I know. And you're just the same. And you're just the same as your holy name. As your holy name. That's the reason why I love you so. For Jesus, you're the sweetest name I know. Amen. How better to say amen to a service? Amen? I just did it with a little Hebrew touch. They don't say amen, they say amen. I say amen. Glory to God. Be here Wednesday night ready to go. Be here Sunday night raring to go. Somebody say amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us online. I appreciate you so very much. I hope you heard our prayer for you. I hope you joined us in prayer. See you Wednesday night at 6:30 at the Sanctuary of Hope. God bless you all.
Turn!